Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the left fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third, the first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh, the second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tony Pierce. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Tony Pierce. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second, the second baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting third, the right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jim Price. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webster. The throw from Price and he is out, Euler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wirt moves to third. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cater. The throw from Price and he is safe. Cater steals second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to second. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Donaldson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Donaldson. Freehan scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Stanley moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Tony Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson fires to first and picks off Campaneris. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 1 in the game. Price hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Price reaches second base with a double. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater juggles the ball. That's an error on Cater. Price moves to third. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Euler reaches second base with a double. Price scores. Stanley moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt is walked intentionally. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Tony Pierce. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Sanford now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton is hit by the pitch. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Price strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webster. The throw from Price and he is safe. Webster steals second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger is walked intentionally. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Donaldson reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. Webster scores. Gosger moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roof is walked intentionally. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Euler hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Webster strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Dick Trusiewski. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field. Jackson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Northrup goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash pinch hits for Jim Price. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Freehan now catching. Norm Cash now playing first base. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Jack Sanford. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Mike Hershberger. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to second. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline pinch hits for Dick McAuliffe. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cater. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Oiler applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Northrup moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Freehan is walked intentionally. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley is walked intentionally. Northrup moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oiler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to second. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt bunts between the mound and first base. Lindblad scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirt for the out. Lump moves to second. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Donaldson moves to third. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Horton strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. Webster hits a fly ball towards left. Horton catches it and throws to second to double up Jackson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oiler strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-6 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Larry Sherry now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter pinch hits for Jack Aker. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue Moon Odom pinch runs for Catfish Hunter. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Odom moves to second. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and three walks. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 3-for-7 in the game, with three singles. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Odom scores. Webster moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-7 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 5, Tigers, 5. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Bill Heath pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-5 in the game. With two walks. Freehan hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Seguí is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seguí hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and 3 walks. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 3-for-8 in the game, with 3 singles. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-8 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-7 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cater. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Cater steals second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 3-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Donaldson hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall bunts towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Wirt moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Edgerton now pitching. Dave Duncan now catching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 19, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-7 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single, a double, and three walks. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 3-for-8 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 19, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-6 in the game. With two walks. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stanley strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.